Do individuals like Bobby know the extent and the effect that acquiring and keeping possessions has on their lives? Do people recognize the fire, health, and safety challenges that come with hoarding?
This can vary. Some people are aware that they have difficulty discarding possessions while they continue to acquire them. These people also know that they have no space for them. Commonly, people who hoard recognize their tendency to accumulate items as problematic. Other individuals may deny that their items are causing difficulties. They may not see these items as problems and hold on to them as items of importance. Some people may think that their items are valuable, both physically and emotionally. Also, people with hoarding disorder may have good intentions of doing something with these items, but they have never been able to follow through with them. These good intentions, paired with the additional acquiring of items, can cause their hoard to grow.
For example, Jean may love to make crafts, and every time she sees craft-related supplies at a thrift store, she can't leave the store unless she buys them because they are such a good deal. However, she never actually makes the craft. In addition to buying craft items, she also buys other great deals at her local thrift store, and she no longer has room in her home to actually work on crafts. They end up sitting in bags unopened and unused because she has no room to craft.
Another example would be a person who knows there is some value in scrap metal, so they continue to acquire old appliances, cars, and other metal with the intention of selling it, but they never sell these items. This becomes a problem because keeping a large amount of these items in your yard can lead to problems with city ordinances.